Cruz and Stotkin join forces to introduce Bipartisan Right to Worship Act. Texas Border Business, Washington, D.C., U.S. Sends. Ted Cruz, R. Texas, Chairman of the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on Federal Courts, Oversight, Agency Action, and Federal Rights, and Alyssa Stotkin, D. Mich. Introduced the Right to Worship Act. This legislation protects Americans' First Amendment right to the free exercise of religion by establishing a 100-foot protection zone that prohibits conduct disrupting scheduled religious services or impeding attendance. Senator Cruz said, "The First Amendment guarantees every American the right to freely exercise their faith, and Congress has a duty to ensure that guarantee is met. In recent years, we have seen organized acts of hate meant to disrupt and deny that right, which have been untenably defended as speech. That is why I am introducing the Right to Worship Act, and I urge my colleagues to support it." Senator Stotkin said, "Attacks on synagogues, mosques, churches and other houses of worship are unfortunately on the rise in Michigan and across the country. No one should ever fear going to their house of worship. Period. The Right to Worship Act prohibits disruptive conduct within 100 feet of a religious institution that's used to threaten or impede access. I look forward to working with my colleagues on getting this important piece of bipartisan legislation passed." U.S. Reps. Brad Knott, RNC-13, and Tom Suozzi, DNY-3, introduced companion legislation in the House of Representatives. This legislation is supported by the First Liberty Institute. First Liberty Institute President and CEO Kelly Shackelford said, "First Liberty commends Senator Cruz for introducing the Right to Worship Act. This important legislation will help to ensure that no American will forfeit their religious freedom because of threats, intimidation, or attempts to disrupt their place of worship. This legislation shouldn't be necessary, yet sadly it is. We are grateful to Senator Cruz for his leadership and his steadfast defense of religious liberty." Read the bill text here. Background: The Right to Worship Act establishes a narrowly tailored 100-foot protection zone where conduct that disrupts a scheduled religious service or impedes attendance is prohibited. Creates escalating civil fines for repeat violations and a private right of action allowing worshipers to seek injunctive relief and statutory damages. Expressly protects peaceful, non-disruptive conduct protected by the First Amendment. Applies only to a course of conduct occurring within 1 hour before or after a scheduled religious service. Requires that whether conduct is disruptive be determined by the manner in which it is carried out, not by the viewpoint or message expressed.